In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump traveled to Miami, Florida, and gave a major speech on Venezuela on Monday. During his speech, he exhorted the Venezuelan military to switch its support from the current president, Nicolas Maduro, to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
The people of Venezuela are standing for freedom and democracy, and the United States of America is standing right by their side. Incredibly, there are members of the Venezuelan military still barely supporting this failed dictatorship. They are risking their future. They are risking their lives and Venezuela's future for a man controlled by the Cuban military and protected by a private army of Cuban soldiers. Maduro is not a Venezuelan patriot. He is a Cuban puppet. That's what he is.
That's Trump on Monday in Miami, Florida, giving a speech about Venezuela. He also gave an ominous-sounding ultimatum, saying,
"We seek a peaceful transition of power, but all options are open."
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida announced that U.S. aid, which had been sent to the border of Colombia and Venezuela as a pretext for a presumed U.S. invasion, would get through one way or another. He told CNN, "I think ultimately the question is whether it gets through in a way that he's cooperative with or in a way that he's not," referring to Maduro. In other news, investigators in North Carolina have uncovered a voter fraud scheme in a congressional race that took place last fall. A consultant working for the campaign of Republican candidate Mark Harris engaged in what the North Carolina Board of Elections called a, quote, coordinated, unlawful, and substantially resourced strategy. According to the New York Times, witnesses said that the operation involved forging signatures, completing ballots, and mailing them from post offices near the voter's home, and may have involved more than 1,000 absentee ballot or request forms. The official vote count showed Mr. Harris leading his Democratic opponent, Dan McCready, by less than 1,000 votes. The findings in North Carolina offer a stark contrast to the unsubstantiated claims made by Republicans of voter fraud by immigrants as an excuse to clamp down on Democratic voter rights. An interview that CBS's 60 Minutes did with former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe aired on Sunday and contained several bombshells about Trump. McCabe said a, quote, crime may have been committed when Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, and that he too was fired when he opened a probe into the president. McCabe said that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was involved in discussions that centered around invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office.
A discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort. I didn't have much to contribute, to be perfectly honest, in that conversation, so I listened to what he had to say. But to be fair, it was an unbelievably stressful time. I can't even describe for you how many things must have been coursing through the Deputy Attorney General's mind at that point. So
that's former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe speaking on CBS's 60 Minutes. Top-ranking Republican Senator Lindsey Graham announced after the interview that he would investigate the discussions of invoking the 25th Amendment as a, quote, attempted bureaucratic coup. Graham does not seem interested in investigating the potential crimes that Trump may have committed. McCabe also said during the interview that Trump, quote, estimated that 80% of FBI employees must have voted for him. And he asked me if I thought that was true. McCabe said, I have no idea who people in the FBI voted for. It's not something that we discuss at work. A coalition of 16 states announced a lawsuit on Monday against the president's invocation of a national emergency to obtain billions of dollars in funding for his border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The coalition includes the states of California and New York. The lawsuit contends that only Congress has the right to appropriate funding under the U.S. Constitution, not the president. Meanwhile, protests took place around the country on Monday in opposition to the border wall.
Bridges! Not walls! Build bridges!
Not walls!
Build bridges!
Show me
democracy looks like.
This is what democracy
looks like. Two more. Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
After the break, we'll analyze just how unconstitutional President Trump's national emergency declaration for border wall funding is. Paul Seamus Ryan of Common Cause will be our guest. Heather Nauert, who was tapped by the Trump administration to replace outgoing UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, has withdrawn her nomination. Nauert was found to have been employing a nanny who was not authorized to work in the U.S. under immigration law. She joins an increasing number of Republicans, including Trump himself, who have been found to employ immigrants without the proper paperwork, even as they lash out at immigrants present in the country. In news from the special counsel's investigation, reports have emerged from court filings made late last week that a longtime friend and associate of Trump, Roger Stone, was in contact with WikiLeaks during the 2016 presidential campaign over emails hacked from the DNC server. Stone retorted that communication was, quote, innocuous Twitter direct messages that, quote, prove absolutely nothing. Stone says he disclosed those messages to the House Intelligence Committee, but last month he was indicted for lying to Congress. Meanwhile, there are news reports that Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been cooperating with the special counsel, and her interview may have opened up yet another branch of the investigation. West Virginia's teachers on Monday announced a statewide strike to protest a new education bill that the legislature has taken up without their input and which they claim is retaliation against them for walkouts last year. West Virginia Education Association President Dale Lee said, quote, "It appears that they are more interested in listening to the outside interests than they are the educators across West Virginia." He added, quote, "We will work as closely as we can to get a resolution, but at this point there doesn't seem to be a resolution." Teachers in West Virginia join a growing wave of educator-led strikes around the country. And finally, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has announced that he is running for president. In an email sent to supporters on Tuesday, he said, quote, "3 years ago, during our 2016 campaign, when we brought forth our progressive agenda, we were told that our ideas were radical and extreme." He added, "Well, 3 years have come and gone, and as a result of millions of Americans standing up and fighting back, all of these policies and more are now supported by a majority of Americans." Sanders joins a large pool of Democratic contenders for 2020. And that does it for our headlines today.